name is Omar Powell, 19 years of age. I became Muslim in 2011, Ramadan. I'm currently studying college in business studies.
عمر شاب صغير السن بدأ البحث عن الحق وهو لم يتجاوز 16 من عمره وبحث وقرأ أغلب الديانات واستقر به العقل والفطرة على دين واحد وهو الإسلام.
Hey, previously, before I was Muslim, I was came from a Christian background, not really practicing in Christianity, had a lot of questions, found a lot of inconsistencies within the religion, wasn't really content, really not living a good lifestyle.
After a few years passed by, you know, I was about 14, 15, I started to question, is Isa really the son of God? And, you know, didn't make sense, inconsistencies in the Bible, and, you know, there's a whole lot of other factors surrounding the religion. You know, is the Bible man made, or is it a book of Allah? And after some time, I left the religion. I didn't really, you know, my heart wasn't really into the religion. We wasn't that content believing in it.
وعندما لم يقتنع عقله بهذه الأمور أصبح بلا دين وأخذ يبحث في الأديان من أقصى الشرق إلى الغرب ولكنه تأخر في الاطلاع على الإسلام.
I looked into the occult and you know these esoteric kind of things. Looked into Judaism, but prior to that, I never actually went into looking into Islam, mainly because at the time there was a lot of things in the media surrounding Islam, terrorism, suicide bombings. You know, there was a different stereotypes that made it seem like it was just for a religion from the people from the East, but they never actually go into the link in it between, you know, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ibrahim and Isa, and you know how they all connected. So it's something I left.
في هذا البرنامج بالقرآن تديت سافرت وعرفت سبب عدم انتشار الإسلام بشكل كبير في هذه الدول. الإعلام كما قال أخونا عمر أن الإعلام يشوه صورة الإسلام، ولكن عكس ذلك اليوم جهودنا في ترجمة القرآن بلغته، وليست فقط ترجمة بل الترجمة وكيفية نشر هذه الترجمة بشكل دعوي جميل.
Then I had some Muslim friends who they would briefly tell me that, you know, Jesus is the son of God and that he was a prophet, and because they were Muslims, I was quite surprised that they believed that Isa alayhi salam is they thought he was a prophet. But then after a few months came by, we started discussing it more. I started doing my own research, looking into the history of Islam, the links between the prophets, and then my understanding became better that, you know, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet and the messenger of Allah. So I started to understand it more, that he was just our prophet for, you know, we were part of his ummah and not of Isa's ummah, and it started to make a lot more sense. And I was around about the age of 16, previously age of 15 to 16, but after I found out about Islam, I stopped looking at everything else. I just started taking an interest and became more fascinated, intrigued with Islam.
إلى هذه اللحظة لم يسلم عمر، وفي يوم من الأيام اتجه عمر وأصحابه إلى السوق وإذا بطاولة فيها داعية يدعو الناس إلى الإسلام، وأخذ الداعية يناقش عمر في الإسلام.
He said, "What's your opinion about Islam?" And I said, "It makes sense." I said, "It makes sense more than Christianity." And you know, I said, "It is the truth. It's very consistent." I told him about my previous religion, about Christianity, and I said, "I don't believe in it anymore." He said, "So what's your opinion about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" I said, "I believe he is a prophet." And he said, "Do you believe there's only one God?" I said, "Yes, I believe there's only one God." He says, "So now you're a Muslim." He says, "But you don't know that you're a Muslim."
That conversation led to the question about why I'm not Muslim and the consequences of me not becoming Muslim, what I can gain from becoming Muslim.
If you choose not to utter the statement, he says, and you walk down wherever he goes, a bus could hit you, you could have a heart attack, a stroke. He said anything could come on you, any calamities could befall you. So I took that in, But still, that wasn't enough to convince me. So then the question came. He said, why don't you say the Shahada? Why don't you become a Muslim? And you know, Subhanallah, Allah, the words no couldn't physically come out of my mouth. I wanted to say no, but it wouldn't come out of my mouth. Yeah, in my heart is the lah, bro. It wouldn't come out. Subhanallah. So he asked me, do you want to say the Shahada? And I said yes. The brother said, repeat after me. So, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. That was it. The words come out of my mouth. I didn't actually know what I was saying at the time. But after, then he explained, you haven't done anything. He said, you've just made the statement. You testified that there's no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his last and final messenger.
After taking my Shahada, I didn't really feel too content with what I've done. I was quite confused. At the time I didn't think it was the right thing to do. I didn't really have a lot of knowledge into it, but
you know, so much whiswas from the shaitans coming into my head. I thought I wanted to leave Islam now, and I haven't even been into it for a day. I got home, I sat down, and Subhanallah, I thought to myself, now that I'm a Muslim, I might as well read the book and see what's actually in it, because I've never read it for myself. لما اشتكى جوف الظما لما بكى جفني دما والدرب خاف جهنما لجأت للقرآن يا روضة نحيا بها يا منهجا لأولي النهى يا غيمة نرنو لها وسماؤها القرآن.
وفتحت كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى. ما هي الآيات التي أثرت بك؟ ما هي السور التي تمعنت فيها وتدبرتها؟
I opened the book. I read Surah Al-Fatiha. But as I turned the page and I read Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim. This is the book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those who are conscious of Allah. But when I read that ayah, you know, Allah's taken away all of those doubts. So I began to feel scared for myself, because I thought, I've doubted Allah.
I started to think, how could I have ever, you know, doubted this religion or doubted the power of Allah, the truth behind his religion and his book. So it was something that within a matter of an hour, I had so many doubts and wanted to leave Islam, and now I was so content that I'm in it.
The language that's used, and this is just in the translation, the language that's used is very powerful. It feels like direct speech, and I started to feel that connection with Allah with his book. So to me, the book was invaluable now. I would take it everywhere I went. I would keep it with me. I'd read it. رتلته فإذا الحروف بعطرها ملأت دمي وما دامعي وكياني رتلته فإذا الحروف بعطرها ملأت دمي وما دامعي وكياني قلبت روحي للإله مبتدا أنسي وعمري فعزمت للرحمن أمري وعلى خطى طه مشيت. The things that also convinced me that Islam was right and the truth is, I had Muslim friends. They probably weren't the best of Muslims, but mainly it was the brotherhood, the relationship between one another. Like, they would, you know, Muslims, they would feed you, they would invite you to their house, they would hug you, they would give you things. Like, people would give me, if I needed money, people would give me money. If I needed to eat, people would give me eat, even on not even me asking. Yeah, and I'd be like, I find this quite funny, because you know, in like a secularist society, in like an atheist society, no one gives you anything from their own pocket or out of the generosity of their heart without expecting something back.
الأخوة في الإسلام هي من أعظم نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى علينا. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وألف بين قلوبهم. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم. هذه الأخوة هي رابطة قوية جدا ومؤثرة في المجتمع الإسلامي، وهي لها حكمة من الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذا الدين العظيم.
We read, we pray together, we come to the masjid, we support one another. If one of our iman is, if our iman is low, then one of them he'll pull me up. If one is feeling that, you know, he's going to go towards some sin, then we'll prevent him, we'll remind him of Allah, and the same for us as well.
يا بلسمان يطوي جروحي لولا الهداية ما ارتويت.
تقبل أهلك إسلامك؟ ما الذي حدث أمام أهلك؟
My parents, well, I only lived with my mother for a start, and I never actually told my mother, told my brother that I've become Muslim. And a few weeks down the line, my mother, she actually found out, so she confronted me and she said, you know, She said, why have you become a Muslim? She said, are you going to go blow yourself up? You're going to go jihad, do this, do that? I said, you know, Islam's nothing. The focus of the religion is not about war and violence and peace. It's about connecting yourself with Allah and knowing who your Lord is, and bettering the relationship with you and your Lord, and emulating your appearance and your character like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I slowly started to explain to her what the religion actually was, and she took it better than I expected.
فرحت كثيرا بهذا الخبر وأظنكم بإذن الله عز وجل ستفرحون مثلي. أم عمر دخلت في الإسلام.
Alhamdulillah, after becoming Muslim, my mother also accepted Islam after around 6-7 months down the line. After a lot of dawah, a lot of effort, I wasn't actually the best of children as well. I was involved in, you know, different types of haram and jahil, and she was quite interested of why have you stopped doing those things, and why do you just stay in the house and read and pray? And she didn't actually quite understand. She became Muslim on her own accord. She went to the masjid, she took a shahada, came back home, told me that she'd embraced Islam. Alhamdulillah, couldn't be more happier. When she told me, I was quite shocked, amazed. A lot of emotions were going around, a lot of thoughts. But the main thing was that, you know, she's been saved from the hellfire. She is amongst the Muslims. Inshallah, I'll be with her in Jannah. And, you know, she's accepted Islam and she's come on to the path of the truth. Alhamdulillah. Another 5-6 months, maybe 4 months after that, my brother went to the same place I did in the city centre, and he took his shahada as well.
Ya munzil al-Qur'an, nuran ala ahmada, ahsastu bitmi'nan, bin nuri lamma abtada.
One of the main surahs which first affected me the most was Surah Takathur. It was, subhanAllah, it had a big impact on me, mainly because of, you know, the starting of it, al-haqamu al-takathur hatta zurtum al-maqabir. Allah is saying that, you know, the worldly increase diverts you until you visit your graves. And at that time, when everything around me, even my own situation, it was more materialism. Everyone was focusing to get money, you know, to get a nice car, a nice house, just to get the most paid job. So it affected me, and it really made me start to think that, you know, what's going to happen? We can strive to get all of this wealth, but when we die, what use is it going to be to us? That had a huge impact. And then as the verses go on, كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, Allah's saying that you're going to know. So it's more like a threat. He's warning you, saying, it was more like a personal thing. You know, like when I started to read the Quran, it was unlike the Bible and things. It's more like when you read it, the language that's in it and use it, it's more personal. And it's like, it's listening to the direct words of Allah. So it affected me a lot, and then I started to question myself more. You know, why am I here? I need to start to learn how to pray. I need to understand the religion more. I need to understand Allah's book. I need to start to develop my connection and my relationship with Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi surah al-takathur yaqul alhaakum al-takathur. Ma huwa al-takathur alladhi alhana? Al-ba'ad yaqul anna al-takathur yakun faqat fi al-amwal, والبعض يقول أن التكاثر فقط في الأولاد، ولكن التكاثر يسع أمور كثيرة، منها التكاثر في الكلام الذي يلهينا عن الله وعن ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى.
When you hear it, even non-Muslim, they know that this is something different. It has some divinity from it. Like, it's not from man. The eloquence in it, the eloquence of the language, the speech in it, and you know, they can, even myself, you can tell that it's not from men, and that there's something special about it. Currently, I'm learning the Quran in Arabic and learning how to read Arabic. This moment in time, I'm just getting used with the language on lettered form and learning how to read. I have a teacher who's the same age as me and he's here with me. My teacher is Ibrahim Aziz. He attends a masjid with me. I've known him for quite a while. He's a hafiz in the Quran. He's memorized the Quran from cover to cover, and he's currently helping me work towards the same goal, inshallah.
I talked to him about learning the Quran and how beneficial it is to learn the Quran, and he was quite energetic, like he wanted to learn. I said to him, that's fine, inshallah, I can start with you. I can start teaching you. I never used to teach that much, but I thought, I'm just going to try with him. I have nothing to lose, I'm just going to get ajr from it. I study with him 5 days a week, 1 hour, 1.5 hours. It depends on how busy he is. And now he's very good. Alhamdulillah, he's nearly finished with the Qaida, and I'm, alhamdulillah, very proud of him. The important thing about learning Arabic, first of all, is the understanding of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this book for us as a guide so that we should learn and know what it means, not just read it, just take it, read 4 or 5 pages, put it there, and that's it.
ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن أعجبتني حرقته على الدين وحبه للقرآن وتدبر القرآن وعقل الرزين وهو لم يتجاوز عمره 19 عاما وله في الإسلام 3 سنوات فقط.
We check our phones every day, every minute, but unfortunately the Quran is something which in many households has dust on it, and you know, it's a real shame that we don't contemplate on it more, and you know, we don't seek advice from it, we don't rule our lives and our affairs by it, and we see some other world, you know, unfortunately we see that a lot of Muslims around the world, we've lost our honor because we've moved away from it, and the only time we'll regain it is if we go back to the book of Allah, and that's the only way we'll be raised up with it. قرآني هو جنتي هو آية الأكوان قرآني هو حجتي إن جئت للرحمن. The wish I'd have personally is that my family that has come into Islam, that Allah gives us the ability to make Ummah together. Alhamdulillah, I've been fortunate to make Hajj previously, but my mother and my brother, he's going soon, but my wish would be that I could take my mother over there as well, inshallah. That'd be something.
أخوانك بإذن الله عز وجل في موقع نون ونحن نقول لك بإذن الله عز وجل نتواصل معك وتتحقق لك هذه الأمنية أخي عمر بإذن الله عز وجل. بارك الله فيك.